how to spend less to get an athletic scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 20. Hello, I'm John Fugler, CEO of RecruitMe and Athletic Scholarship Coach. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, it's easy for me to say, episode number 20. Oh, it's a late night, ladies and gentlemen. So getting the words out is a little bit tough. I record these all times a day. I mean, some in the morning, some afternoon, some evening, but I'm committed to delivering an episode to you with solid content every Tuesday, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend. Here we go into the last month of the year, just around the corner, and we're going to keep it going here. This is also a good time for you to evaluate where you're at in this whole scholarship journey. Nothing like a new year as you turn the corner into that, but be thinking about that. How do you feel about where you're at right now? How's that knowledge base? How much progress have you made? What kind of response have you gotten from coaches? Do you feel encouraged? Do you feel discouraged? Do you have that written plan I've talked about in past episodes? Do you feel like you're wandering, or do you feel like you're on course? Where are you along the way? And then perhaps it's a good time in the month of December to take a good look at where you're going to be going in the upcoming year in 2017. What are the strategies that you're going to hit on? What are the priorities, maybe the first three things that you'll do in 2017? This is a great time for personal evaluation, personal reflection, and I think even a time for to get re-energized, refocused, get that tip of the arrow where you're going headed in the right direction. And that's why I'm here, not only in these podcasts, but available if you have questions along the way as well. But that's what my mission is when it comes to athletic scholarships, to get you on course, keep you on course, keep you focused. So think about that going into 2017, a renewal, time of refocusing, time of resetting goals, re-energizing, all of that. For us, that's the way it was. Our key time in our scholarship journey was that time after January into the spring of junior year. That was huge for us because we spent time in December making those plans, having some solid decisions, and making solid goals. And I encourage you to do the same thing. In this episode, I want to talk about something that does relate to it, because I don't want you to go broke in 2017. Do not want that to happen. So I've entitled this, How to Spend Less to Get an Athletic Scholarship. Because indeed, you can get wiped out. You can go broke trying to get your kid a scholarship. But that's the opposite of what you're after for your family. You want net gain, not net loss. You want money coming in, not money going out. Indeed, it will cost time and money in this scholarship process. You've got to spend some money somewhere in order for your son or daughter to get recruited. It's plain and simple as that. Unless they're in the top echelon and they're getting approached by coaches all the time. But if that's not the case, which is where most scholarship athletes land, you're going to have to spend money to get this thing done. But I don't want you to go broke. You don't have to spend a ton of money to make it happen. The amount of money that parents spend on things they think will guarantee or increase their son or daughter's scholarship chances is often based on emotion and not logic. Emotion and not logic. What I've found is much of this money is spent out of fear or even peer pressure. So the emotion versus logic. What I take athletes and parents through in the step-by-step to an athletic scholarship are solid, proven steps based on logic, based on past performance that really work for families. So don't get caught up in the whole emotion thing in making huge decisions in this scholarship journey. I thought you'd like to know that a recent survey of colleges' costs came out this way, that the College Board reports that a moderate college budget for an in-state public college, and this is 2015-16 academic year, it averaged, get this, you ready? $24,000, just over $24,000. It's $24,061. So 24 and change. In a moderate budget at a private college, over $47,000. In fact, just short of $48,000. So you probably already know that. You probably already know how much it's going to cost. And as a parent, you're thinking about, how can I reduce these costs? And my son or daughter is a talented athlete. Could he or she get an athletic scholarship? Could he or she get an athletic scholarship? My answer to you, if they are talented and if they can compete at the next level, I say yes. And I've seen it happen over and over again. I say yes. There are always schools looking for scholarship athletes at all levels. You just got to get your mind open, pursue things logically, not based on emotion. And there are ways to do that. When it comes to the end of the recruiting journey, you want $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or more each year staying in your pocket. Parents, I know the financial strain of paying for college. When our boys were getting ready for college, we already had a daughter in school, so we were really, really needing scholarships. And so that was a great motivation for us. It worked out. But spending a ton of money on things that you hope will get your kid a scholarship is no guarantee at all. So do things that you know will work. You may be at the point where you're saying, well, what will work? What can work? I want to give you three ways, three recommendations of what you can do to spend less in your scholarship efforts and still be successful. Okay? So here's one of them. Cut back on lessons. Now, my boys were pitchers and they had pitching lessons. They also had hitting lessons. So I see the value in that. And they got better. And that's what moved them up a notch to be able to compete for an athletic scholarship. So I sent them there. I paid quite a bit. But I was selective. I was selective. It wasn't like every week until further notice with their instructor. No, every lesson was planned out, and it just wasn't assumed we'd come back the next week. I had a good relationship with their instructor. We were very wise in how we spent that money. So I would encourage you to take a look at what you're doing, if you're doing anything on lessons, and I encourage you to get the kind of lessons and personal instruction that you might need, no matter what sport it is, whether it's track or cross country, whether it's soccer, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it is, there is value in that. But some parents can spend a ton of money on lessons thinking just doing this. And the more you do, the greater the results and the higher rate of guarantee of an athletic scholarship. Well, no, be strategic. I would even bet that you could cut your costs in half and still not sacrifice your kid's future and improvement. You could save hundreds, even thousands of dollars considering that. I mentioned earlier, this is a good time to really take an objective look and set goals for 2017. That's one thing you can look it back on is cut back on lessons. Secondly, cut back on tournaments and trips. Oh, I know that these trips can be a killer financially. It was over 15 years now ago that our boys were going on these tournaments and trips. Our daughter was going on tournaments and trips for her soccer, especially some softball as well. I knew that every time we took one of these trips, it was going to be $300 for the weekend. It's probably more than that now. Man, if your kid's on a club team, you're pretty much obligated to go on the trips. But, you know, really, you're not. You don't have to go on all of them. Take a stand at some point when you feel it's too much. You're not going to be alone. there are other parents who would voice that with you. Or have your kid compete on a club team that doesn't travel so much. Just because your son or daughter travels all the time does not guarantee that athletic scholarship, does not guarantee that they are going to be seen. Our sons, I should say, because they went on to get their scholarships, it wasn't at these tournaments and club events that they were seen by college coaches. They were seen at a showcase. That was the clincher for them. Yeah, they did get some viewing by coaches at some of the club team game, travel team games, but you know that wasn't where the bulk of it came from. So I encourage you to cut back on tournaments and trips. It may seem like foolish advice, but since you're in the middle of this travel and competitive world, your perspective might be cloudy. The big thing is be selective. Have a year-long plan, especially coming up to 2017. Take control of travel. Please do that. You could save hundreds of dollars per trip, dollars that may have no effect on scholarship chances. I know this is delicate because when you place your kid on a club team, you are committing that you will follow through on the travel. So the time to really look at that, I guess, is ahead of time. And there's no just easy way to do this. No just easy way to do this. But it is an area that you could save a lot of money, cut back on tournaments and trips, because the tournaments and trips do not guarantee the scholarship, even though you think it'll increase the chances a lot. Whew, that's the second one. The third thing I can recommend on how to save money and spend less to get an athletic scholarship is say no to camps. Say no to camps and showcases even. We had to do that. We were selective, highly selective. And we picked some good ones to go to. There'll always be another camp to attend. You're going to get letters and emails, even calls perhaps, because coaches thrive on camps, college coaches, to fund their programs. But you can get the wrong perspective that going to camps will increase your kids' scholarship chances. It seems logical on the surface. If a coach notices my son or daughter at the camp, they'll get recruited, you think. But this isn't always the case. Camps aren't a great way to get your son or daughter discovered. Choose the most strategic camps to attend, those that really are recruiting camps, where your kid will get a lot of exposure, and especially camps that are at the schools that are on your list of prospective schools that your son or daughter is interested in. Narrow it down. Decide which ones to go to. As I look back, my memory is getting a little thin here, but I believe we went to two camps and a showcase, maybe three camps. One camp was not a recruiting camp. It was simply a skills camp, but it was at a prestigious baseball school. And I wanted our kids to go there. They wanted to go there. It was just for fun. I mean, it was good for them to be there for fun. It was good for them to learn from top-notch coaches. And it was good for them to see other athletes outside their own geographical area to see what they were up against. What does good competition look like outside my small sphere of like league or county, out of my sphere? How does it look like outside that? So these are hard decisions, these three things. And cutting back will take work. You'll have to make some hard decisions that your son or daughter won't like. But pouring money into things that don't assure success is not right either. And as you save money, you can redirect those dollars more strategically. Like making school visits to those schools where there is keen interest. Getting face-to-face with coaches is important as you're making this huge decision. Seeing schools firsthand is key. You can invest in resources that lay the foundation for a quality recruiting strategy. That's also important. An hour with a consultant could be like gold. Purchasing a book or other guide can be a big help. And as you set your plans, as you make your plans, and I'm not here to push recruit me. I'd love for you to get a premium membership. That'd be awesome. And that's one of the tools. But I think you can redirect dollars in a number of directions. Even attending a workshop could clarify critical recruiting issues for you. Look for ways to leverage your dollars outside the playing field. So how about starting by taking an inventory of your 2017 plans in the three areas that I've talked about? Lessons, tournaments and trips, and camps. How can you cut back in those areas? Well, those are a lot of things to talk about. Parent and student athlete, talk about that together. And if you've got any questions about this, don't hesitate to email me, John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. That's recruit-me.com. I'll have a link in the show notes as well. These may have been hard words to hear, but words you really need to hear. I want you to invest in things that are solid, not get carried away emotionally in this whole scholarship pursuit. Keep listening to the podcast every Tuesday. More things that will help you along the way. And make sure you download the 10-point recruiting checklist that I have for you on my website at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. It's free, and this will help you as you plan 2017 as well. Hey, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.